Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah.
And hello America, good day to you. Hope you're doing well, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. We've got the whole crew here, and we are jam-packed with great information, great guest, and we're gonna have a great day here in Memphis, Tennessee, and all across America. So, look, before we get cracking here, I want to share something with you. We did a story a couple of days ago about a group of high school lacrosse players. These young ladies, good, hardworking girls, over in Blacksburg, Virginia, Blacksburg High School. And they wanted to do something to stand alongside their coach, who had spent 10 summers in Ukraine working with orphans. And it's just a beautiful story. Somebody at the school designed a T-shirt that simply said, "Pray for peace," and it included the Ukrainian flag. And as the story goes, the school district got very upset, and they told the girls they were not allowed to wear these shirts because they were too religious and too political. And as we learned, and by the way, our good friend Shannon Bream, I was able to hook the mom up with Shannon Bream, and the mom was on Shannon's show over on Fox News Channel and did a terrific interview. And we talked to one of the moms of the girls. She was on the show. And we just helped shine a little bit of light nationally on this local story. And the girls were told that they could not wear the shirts during warm-ups. They couldn't wear the shirts anywhere as a team. It was against the rules. And the superintendent flat out said, "Who are you to take a side in the war?" And it was mind-blowing for a lot of people. I mean, we've all seen the video and the images and the stories coming out of Ukraine. And very good friends of mine are boots on the ground right now, journalists that are there, and they're conveying what they are seeing to me, and it is a horrible, horrible thing. So we wanted to do something about that, and we have a brand-new shirt available for you over on ToddStarnes.com in our store. And if you go to the website, you will see it there. Go to ToddStarnes.com, click on the store logo, and you will see that shirt. All of the proceeds are going to go to help young conservative kids over in Ukraine. And we're working with an organization, and they're just good, solid folks. And we would love for you to join us in that effort. All you need to do is go to ToddStarnes.com, click on the store, and you will see the Pray for Ukraine shirts that are available. And we hope that you will take advantage of that. And again, all of the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds, are going to be helping the Ukrainian people in this horrible, horrible situation. Just a brutal thing that's happening over there. So, and also, we want to send a message. Again, these girls were trying to help Ukraine and their coach, and so we want to help stand in the gap as well. All right, our number, by the way, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I'm just going to start with a weird story today. We've got so much political news to get to, but I want to start with a crazy story that was sent to us by one of our Liberty University student workers. And we've got it up on our website, ToddStarnes.com. Now, I don't know what's going on over at DC Comics. You know, we've been talking about Disney a lot, and we've got some breaking news to share with you about Disney in just a moment. But we've been talking about Disney and how the people that are in charge at Disney are now openly acknowledging, "Hey, look, yeah, we are proudly queering everything that Walt Disney created. That is our mission." And they're very open about it. They're loud and proud, if you will. And they are, by the end of the day, they are going to have the rainbow flag flying on every single Disney property. That's the goal. The goal is to eliminate heterosexuality at Disney World. That is the ultimate goal. They want it to be an LGBT-themed park entertainment company. And you know what? It is their right to do that. Have at it. And if they can make money doing that, then more power to them. But I appreciate the fact that they came out and actually admitted what we have all suspected all along, which is they were trying to groom children. They are trying to instill in children certain values, values that in many cases are contrary to what mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and the church are instilling in the children. But I appreciate the fact that they were open with us about that. So don't be surprised as Disney takes a turn towards embracing the LGBT movement. Has there ever been, I mean, going back in your time growing up and watching the Wonderful World of Disney on Sunday, that's what we did as kids growing up in South Haven, Mississippi. We would sit there in front of the TV on Sunday night, and was it before 60 Minutes or after 60 Minutes? I cannot remember, but that was so much fun as a kid. And mom would let us actually eat like a sandwich in front of the TV, and that was a family-friendly moment. And those just aren't there anymore. But even going back then, back to those days, I don't recall, and maybe Grace Baker, you're a little bit younger than I am, but I don't recall Disney really being overly sexual. I mean, you know, you had Prince Charming kissing, Snow White. And, of course, now they're calling that date rape. No, I know. It's true. I mean, it's... So I just don't recall them really like preaching, oh, you've got to be heterosexual in their storylines. Do you?
No, in anything that it was always just kind of funny little romantic, quips, but it wasn't anything very descriptive when it was anything remotely sexual.
I mean, you know, they're out there. I mean, you know, now the MO is we've got to get gay storylines into all the programming.
Yes.
But they didn't do that with heterosexuality. I just don't recall them ever being, you know, anti. Sex was not a part of what Disney was all about.
No, never. Not for me growing up, but it's very different now.
Maybe we need to have t-shirts made. Like, don't hate, it's okay to be straight.
Oh, gosh.
Right? I mean, right?
You want to be called out, don't you, Todd?
I mean, I'm just saying, it's, you know, they've got the, you know, the shirts, it's okay to be gay. But it seems like in today's society, if you're a heterosexual, shame on you.
Yeah, that's true.
Seriously, it's just mind-boggling. So anyway, I was just curious about that, Grace, because I don't recall Disney producing movies where, you know, you were teaching children how to have heterosexual sex.
No, or just really any kind
of... God intended. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Any kind of relationship, any kind of romantic relationship.
Right.
It wasn't dating 101 when you watched Disney. I mean, it was, you know.
I mean, the only thing that kind of got edgy was Lady and the Tramp with the noodle.
Oh, yeah. That was probably the most
edgy. But they were canines. So.
This is true.
That's all I can say about that.
Yay.
So all that to say, we've been telling people for a long time, there is an effort to really take over and destroy American traditions. And we looked at the Boy Scouts.
Yes, that's a good example.
We looked at, you know, public schools. I mean, just think about what public school used to be, where you would learn reading and writing and arithmetic. There would be sports and athletics. You would pledge allegiance to the flag. There you would pray. There would be a prayer over the intercom system, and the teachers controlled the classrooms. And now it's a free for all, and I would even throw American public education onto that.
Yes,
as
I
well.
Think that's fair.
And now they're going after Disney, and they've gone after the Girl Scouts. Very mannish now. And I stopped doing the cookies. You know, I mean, why do I want to support that? You know, I would rather have the Little Debbies. over at Kroger.
They're overpriced anyway.
Little Debbie's?
No, the Girl Scout cookies.
That's true. They're by the way, you got to get the Swiss rolls at Little Debbie's now. I love those things. And they come in large.
I'm surprised they still call them Swiss rolls.
You know what? There's Seventh-day Adventists who own that company, by the way. So I don't think they're going to be hit by the
culture.
What
about the zebra cakes?
Not a big fan.
Not a big fan?
Not a big fan.
Wow.
Anyway, we're off on a tangent, Grace. We got to bring this. So your job is to always bring me back to where. But you're taking me off the course.
Sorry, I'm hungry today.
So now there is yet another icon. DC Comics gave us Superman, Batman, as you know.
Don't mess with my Batman.
Well, let me tell you something. Batman may be messing with Robin, allegedly. I'm just saying, according to the new DC Comics, they are now taking beloved superhero characters and they're turning them into gay icons. Now, you can say this is a great thing or a bad thing, but it's happening. And the latest is there's a new Green Arrow. I have not read comic books in a long time, so I guess these guys have gotten married and they've started having kids.
Yes.
And so Green Arrow had a son named Connor Hawke, who is the new Green Arrow. And according to CBR, which is a comic book website, the new Green Arrow is going to identify as asexual.
Why, though? I just don't understand why. I think they're just running out of storylines.
Well, according to CBR.com, and I'll read here from the website. This is from one of the writers. I was very aware of the logistics as well as coming out. It needs to be explained what asexuality feels like because a lot of people can't imagine it. Understanding what it's like for someone who experiences something different than you. Now, most recently, we have had Tim Drake, who is Robin, the boy wonder, who has come out as bisexual. HBO Max has announced they're producing a new series that features an openly gay character called Aqualad. And the new Superman, by the way, has a male lover. So I'm curious here. And I mean, it's sort of like the Star Trek world and, you know, where your fans, your Trekkies are super loyal to the brand. And I'm wondering about comic books and they have a huge following and a huge audience. It is a big industry. These comic cons, you have thousands of people showing up at these things, tens of thousands. And I'm wondering how they feel that their characters have basically been hijacked by some sort of a sex and gender revolutionary movement. That it's no longer about good storytelling. It's about, and the new cover of the Robin comic book, and we have a photograph of it on our website, features Robin embraced with a male lover, much like Superman. But here's what gets me about all of this, Grace, and maybe I'm off kilter here. Isn't the bedrock foundational belief of the LGBT movement that you are born that way? That's what they tell us. You are born that way.
That's your true identity.
And they're trying to outlaw, you know, conversion therapy and all this other stuff. So if that's true, should that not apply to things like the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts and DC Comics as organizations? I mean, when the artist created Superman, do you think that he was thinking, oh, we've got to make Superman gay?
No.
No, he was straight. That's why it was going out with Lois Lane and not Jimmy Olsen. And Batman and Robin, his youthful ward. Do you really think that? Well, okay, that's a bad example.
Okay.
Let's talk about.
Let's just, I'll frame it differently than you did. Okay, because I watched a show with Batman and Robin the other day. I mean, Robin's like the protege in saving the world.
We don't judge. No. I'm not judging.
Batman knows he's getting up there, so he's like, I got to train somebody.
All right. What? Now, Wonder Woman, friends. Is it Batwoman, Wonder Woman? Somebody's a lesbian.
Oh, gosh.
I know, seriously, I think it's Batwoman is a lesbian on the CW. Then you've got Aquaman. So, again, if all these characters were created straight, were created heterosexual, who are we to say that they were able to
hop to the other side of the fence.
Thank you very much. Leap a tall, you know, building at a single bound, if you will. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering. So, folks, are you concerned about these attacks on the culture? Because that's what they are, attacks on the culture. And now, not only can you not set your kid down in front of the TV set and watch Disney or any other TV network, now you can't even let your kid go down to the drugstore or the comic book shop and just spend a fun day like we all used to reading comic books. It's just, are you concerned about the culture? What do we do about it? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number today. 844-747-8868. Our website is todstearns.com. We have so much great content for you there. Check that out. We'll be right back, America.
It's the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Friends, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008? Those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. All right, folks, good to have you back with us. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Got to tell you, Ron DeSantis, he is kicking Disney World's butt, and he means business. And I am so glad to see a Republican who is standing up for moms and dads and standing up for little kids and standing up to the predators and the groomers. According to the Washington Post, here's the headline, DeSantis proposes dissolving special tax status for Disney World. And let me stop here for just a moment, and we're just going to step back from this one issue for a moment. Why is it that our government is giving anybody a special tax break? You know, a lot of these companies out there, they come into our towns and they're not, look, they're giving jobs and that's it. But a lot of them, a lot of the woke companies are taking full advantage of these tax breaks that nobody else is up for. And I know that speaking as a small business owner. You know, one of the things that really gets my goat, let me tell you what gets my goat, America. Now, let's just say, for example, that Grace Baker wants to open up a hamburger chain. We're going to call them Gracie's Burgers.
I hate being called Gracie.
No, that's the name of the restaurant. You're Grace Baker, the owner of Gracie's Burgers.
So my own pretend company. I can't even choose my name.
All right.
Continue.
Go ahead. You know the feminists are going to come after me for that.
Just go ahead.
All right. So Gracie's Burgers. And you have a delicious Big Gracie Burger. That's, you know, and it's got like a, it's like two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed
bun. Okay. Doesn't sound too bad.
So you're setting up shop and man, you're selling all sorts of great burgers. You're making big money. You're very excited. And then one day, the government announces, we're going to go into the hamburger business. And they set up a hamburger joint directly across from your establishment. And Grace, the government says, you know what? We're going to take, because you're a hardworking, honest businesswoman, so you're paying your taxes.
Of course.
And and the government says, we're going to take those tax dollars, and we're going to give those tax dollars to the government-funded hamburger joint across the street. Now, how long do you think you're going to be able to stay in business?
Maybe a month.
That's exactly how private owners of radio stations feel when their tax dollars have to go to fund NPR and public radio. Hey, 844-747-8868. We'll tell you what Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida coming up after the break. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Your mortgage is undoubtedly one of the largest investments of your life. It is critical that you pay attention to it, to the equity that you've gained, and to the interest rate you pay. I saw some data last week that said there are still millions of homeowners who can benefit from a mortgage refinance, meaning it's very important that you call our sponsor, American Financing. Take advantage of one of their free mortgage reviews and see what's possible. Whether it's a lower rate, shorter term, or paying off high-interest debt, they can help. It's a no-pressure conversation that's focused on you, and they never charge upfront or hidden fees. So why not learn more? You could save up to $1,000 a month with this company. And if you start soon, you may close in as fast as 10 days. Call 866-890-9749. That's 866-890-9749 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. That's NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Young man, hello everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. What is it, President Trump said that's the gay national anthem?
I was going to say, it's kind of funny. This is randomly playing. We didn't just pick this for this segment, but wow, what timing, huh?
There you go. Good to have you back with us, everybody. Before we get to Ron DeSantis, I got a text message from my good buddy Lars Larson. Lars is a radio host out on the West Coast and just a great guy, one of the hardest working fellows in radio. And he said, Todd, what the heck is going on in your state right now? What is happening in Tennessee? I've got to give you an update. It's a pretty funny story. So there's been a big squabble in the 5th Congressional District, which is just south of Nashville, a very conservative district. And it was a newly created district by the Republicans. Now, I'm just going to share this with you because the national conservative media, they've completely botched the story. And I want to explain what's going on here. So we have a very conservative Republican Party here, and there are some great conservatives that are running for Congress in this new district. Well, we've got a guy named Robbie Starbuck who came in, moved here a couple of years ago from California, and the guy has produced some very adult-themed music videos. Now, this guy is claiming to be the Christian God and Country MAGA guy, and all of the MAGA world is lining up behind Robbie Starbuck so he's running for Congress. And President Trump came in and said, well, no, I'm endorsing someone named Morgan Ortegas. Now, there was a problem with that because Morgan Ortegas, who worked for the State Department, worked for Pompeo, and she hates Donald Trump. She's a leftist. She and her husband got married by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and she is she's a never-Trumper. But President Trump believes that she has the best shot of being the next congressperson from Middle Tennessee. And then you have all of the conservatives who are like, wait a second, what's going on here? Why are all these people moving to Tennessee to run for Congress when we have really strong pro-Trump conservatives that are already here? So the Republican Party stepped in and they made a decision. And this is what's causing all sorts of chaos within the MAGA world and within the Trump world. So it turns out that the Republican Party has disqualified 3 people from running in the Republican primary. One of them, Robbie Starbuck, and the other, Morgan Ortegas. The third person, by the way, actually voted as a Democrat in the last election cycle. So this is where we're at. And there's a good chance that Starbuck is, and possibly Ortegas, could possibly file a lawsuit here. But look, the Tennessee Republican Party has a right to their standards. They have a right to set the rules. And one of the rules is you have to have voted in Republican elections. Now, look, this is happening in other places where MAGA candidates are packing up their bags and they're moving to these states and they're running and they have no connection to the state. There are plenty of conservatives in that state who could run, legitimate conservatives. So do you have a problem with this? I mean, now you're going to have, because the headlines are basically going to be that the Tennessee Republican Party has declared war on the MAGA world and President Trump. And that is simply not the case. So I'm curious, what would you do here? What is the right path to go down? CBS News, and again, the national media, they're using this as an opportunity to attack President Trump. But you've got the MAGA world, and they're attacking President Trump's candidate as well. Tennessee's Republican Party kicked off three candidates from the primary ballot for the state's 5th congressional district, including one endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Former State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortegas was taken off the ballot along with Republican candidates Robbie Starbuck and Baxter Lee. Trump endorsed Ortegas in January. And again, they're not saying that MAGA world endorsed Starbuck. So there was a division within the MAGA community. The party voted to remove the three candidates from the ballot because they say they had not satisfied the party's membership requirements for candidacy. Party bylaws require candidates to have voted in at least three of the last four statewide Republican primaries. So let's step back for just a second and think about this. The Republican Party in Tennessee has a rule, and this is the rule. If you want to be a candidate, and this is why they have a rule, we have an open primary system. So Democrats could conceivably run in the Republican primary. So the Republicans have a rule. If you want to run as a Republican, you have to have voted in at least three of the four last statewide Republican primaries. Now, if Robbie Starbuck has a problem with that, maybe he should have read the rules before he moved to Tennessee to run. And the same with Morgan Ortegas. But now my question is this. Okay, if Robbie Starbuck and Morgan Ortegas don't like that rule, what other rules should... I mean, are we supposed to bow down and worship Robbie Starbuck and Morgan Ortegas? Are we supposed to just throw the rule book out the window to accommodate them? Or, ladies and gentlemen, do you believe that if President Trump says, I endorse that person, then everybody else should back out and we should embrace the Trump person no matter what? 844-747-8868. I want to go to the phones. Jerry, listening to us, Knoxville, Tennessee. Jerry, what do you make of all of this?
Thanks for taking my call again, Todd. I am so proud of the Tennessee Republicans for doing this. You know, I'm a transplant, too, from Chicagoland. And I understand completely what they're doing, and I'm proud of them. And I'm just so happy to be a Tennessean today that they recognize what's going on. And to kind of, you know, help put a fine point on it, this is exactly what happened when Rahm Emanuel was elected mayor back in, 2000, and mayor of Chicago back in 2000, whatever, because he was, if you remember, Obama's chief of staff, and he lived in D.C. But when he decided he wanted to run for mayor of Chicago, the same exact thing. He said, oh, yeah, I live there because I have a house. But the house, there was a lease. There was an actual legal document where the lease was in somebody else's name, which proved that Rahm Emanuel, that wasn't his address. And the Democratic Party said, don't worry about it. And he became mayor anyhow. And I felt bad about that being a Republican all my life. And I'm just so proud that we made the right decision. And I just want to congratulate the Republicans that did this. It's right on the money, and it's exactly why we moved here.
Well, Jerry, I will convey that to Scott Golden, who is the chairperson. He runs the Tennessee GOP, and he is actually right now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. So, Jerry, thanks for your call. Scott Golden, good to have you with us, certainly making national news here. Why don't you tell us why the GOP made the decision to remove those three candidates?
Yeah. So, and I'll let you know that this is the season. The ballot gets set tomorrow for state and federal, except for the state Senate. So if anybody's curious, you can certainly go to our website at tngop.org and click under the About section. You can read our bylaws. Our bylaws are there for all to see. It's been that way for 30 years now, but we have standards. There are two things that the Republican Party wants out of our candidates. One, we want you to participate with us. And the other one is that we want you to vote. Oddly enough, you're signing up for a job that you want to run and vote for. So that's one of the qualifications that we'd like to see. Tennessee is not a primary state. Party registration state. So we have no idea who the Republicans are. The only way we can tell is by how often you vote. So our standard that we set 5 years ago was that we wanted people to have met qualified candidates to have voted in three out of the last four statewide elections. So for like those of us in Memphis, it was the U.S. Senate race, the governor's race, the congressional race, and of course the presidency that was on the ballot in March of 2020. So those are the four elections that we're talking about. We want you to have voted in three of them. And of course, there is a provision that if you haven't, for whatever reason, not voted in those, that the board of the Republican Party would consider exceptions. And you know, ultimately, last night we had a committee of the people that oversee the 5th congressional district say that we don't think that these candidates have met the standards, and we are not going to let them run.
Now, Scott, how long has that rule been on the books?
So the Tennessee Republican Party bylaws were written in 1993. At that time, it was two out of four, but we kind of had a myriad of elections in there. And in 2017, it went to three out of four for the statewide election. So the ones that – so, for example, if you know those of you that live in Shelby County, some of these elections that your leadership may be decided in the Democrat primary. And so, you know, we had people, different counties, as you know, the history of Tennessee is that, of course, this was a strongly Democrat state up until 10, 15 years ago. So there were still local primaries where all the elections were decided. So we said, look, let's just move that to the statewide. So these are governor, congressman, president, senators, state reps and state senators that we wanted to see that you vote in. So that was changed in 2017. Feel free to Google it. It was a statewide story when we did it. We wanted to present better candidates to the voters that, you know, had met a higher standard as we have become a Republican Party state.
Now, let me jump in here because Robbie Starbuck is coming out with guns a-blazing. I want to read what he wrote, and I want you to respond to it. Sadly, in Tennessee, candidates are not elected. They're selected by a tiny group of establishment rhino hacks. We'll fight this with every ounce of fight we have. They declared war on Tennessee voters yesterday. It's not about me. It's about you, and I'll fight for your right to vote. How do you respond to that, Scott?
Well, I mean, look, at the end of the day, we gave I know the committee gave Mr. Starbuck credit for voting in California for the two elections. And then, you know, ultimately what put him is that he did not vote in the Trump presidential election in March of 2020, and he didn't vote in the U.S. Senate election in August of 2020. Had he voted in any one of those, and, you know, in Tennessee, we actually make it pretty simple to vote. You can vote by mail. We've got 15 days of early voting. Election offices are open all the time. We want people to go vote. People have sacrificed their lives so that people can take the opportunity to vote. So when you have the opportunity to vote and you don't take advantage of it, and then you know, kind of complain. You know, our people that made the decision last night, and it was an overwhelming vote, these are all volunteers. They don't get paid a dime for sitting on the board of the thing. In fact, it costs them money to do so. And by the way, the standard that they have to meet is never missing an election. That's the standard that it takes to get on the board. So you've got people that are doing this for the good of the country, doing it for the good of the Republican Party, and every time the vote is open, they're there to cast a vote to make sure that this democracy works. So
I
understand his frustration, but at the end of the day, he didn't vote.
And that's on him. And I'm just going to say this. You didn't ask me to defend you, but Scott, I know you. You're not an establishment rhino hack. And I would say that most of the Tennesseans in the Republican Party are not establishment rhino hacks either. They're good, rock-solid conservatives. And I find it offensive that somebody comes into our state and says something like this. You know, my question is, okay, what other rules do they want us to change on their behalf?
And this is going to be the norm. Look, we're a Republican state. We're very red, and we're getting redder. I'm really excited, and I'm excited about the opportunities in Shelby County this year. And by the way, all the Republicans that are running, they've met this standard. They've gone out and participated, both in time and effort and voting. And so, you know, this is what the Tennessee Republican Party owes our voters, is to say, look, this is somebody that has made the effort, and they will make a good legislator should you, you know, feel free to elect them. But, I will say this, as far as the rhino, the people that sat on the committee that made the decision, 85% of them were Trump delegates in both, certainly for 2020, and another 50% of them were delegates for Trump in 2016. So, I mean, these were the people that were offering themselves to go to Cleveland, that would go to Charlotte, had to be allowed to have a convention. They all signed up and said, we want President Trump to be the president. So, I mean, these aren't the type of people that anybody would accuse of being rhinos. I mean, they have been party stalwarts, and they have stepped up for the Republican Party each and every time.
All right, Scott, we're going to leave it there. And, of course, Ortega's, the conservative media is using, and there were two sides here. There was MAGA World and the Trump candidate, who was Morgan Ortega's. And they're accusing you guys of being of going after President Trump here. And I will give you about 30 seconds to respond to that.
Yeah, again, I mean, everybody that made the decision, most of the people that made the decision were Trump delegates in 2020. I think this decision had nothing to do with the president whatsoever. This was a case of, we look at the standards, unlike what the Democrats side, and you guys know in Shelby County that the Democrats removed John DeBerry 2 years ago because he didn't think like they did.
Let me jump in. Yeah, this is being a national show. If folks don't know John DeBerry, but we can fill folks in on that later. Scott, we're going to have to run. We are super late for a break. Scott Golden, chairman of the Tennessee Republican Party, weighing in on what has now become a national controversy. Folks, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and I want to tell you about Healthy Cell. It's the next generation of dietary supplements. If you take supplements in pill form, then it's time to change. Why? Because studies show you don't absorb most of the nutrients in pill form, and they can be hard to swallow. That's why doctors and nutritionists created Healthy Cell. It's a great-tasting, ingestible gel with 165% more absorption than pills. It uses clinically proven, patent-pending, ingestible gel technology to deliver nutrients people can absorb and results they can measure, all in a pill-free experience you will love. Take a single great-tasting gel pack at home or on the go, straight from the gel pack. You can mix it into drinks or blend it into a smoothie. Made in the USA, Healthy Cell's microgels contain no artificial sweeteners or colors, and it's designed to help with focus and recall, boosting your sleep and your immune system. Why take vitamins in pill form that haven't changed since the 1930s? Switch to Healthy Cell and fuel your brain and body with great-tasting, convenient nutrition. Visit HealthyCell.com. That's www.HealthyCell.com. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And again, My hat is off to the Tennessee Republican Party. They have an open primary system, and they recognized, hey, we got a problem here, guys. We could have a situation where Democrats could come in, they could disguise themselves as Republicans, and they could sabotage our races. So they implemented a rule. And the rule is, it seems pretty reasonable to me, that if you want to run as a Republican, you've got to have, you have to have voted in at least three or four of the past GOP primaries. I think that's a pretty reasonable request. But now you have all these folks, and this is happening especially in the southern states, where you've got a bunch of northerners and people from California coming in, moving in, and relocating for whatever reason, and then they want to bring their politics with them. They want to, they want to implement their vision of things on folks who have been here for generations. Now, you could say that's a good thing or a bad thing, but here's my point. If you're going to do that, if you're going to come to Tennessee and run as a Republican, then by golly, you better at least do your homework and know the rules and regulations. Otherwise, that's on you. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. Head over to the website right now. Get your Pray for Ukraine t-shirt. They're selling like hotcakes, folks. We'll be right back. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. Wow. What a firestorm today. And again, if you missed the first hour of the program, just to recap, the Tennessee Republican Party has disqualified three Republicans from running in a congressional primary, one of them being Robbie Starbuck, who is the MAGA-endorsed candidate, and Morgan Ortegas, who is the Trump-endorsed candidate, both of whom have recently moved to the state of Tennessee with the intent of running for Congress. And the rule in the Tennessee Republican Party is that, hey, look, you've got to vote in three out of four of the last Republican primaries. And if you have not done that, then you are not qualified to run as a Republican. Now, that rule has been on the books since 2017. And it's been there for anybody who takes the time to look at the rule. Now, the media it's sad to say, but the MAGA world is going to frame this as the Tennessee Republican Party is now turning its back on Donald Trump. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a flat-out lie. 85% of the people who made the decision to disqualify Starbuck and Ortegas were Trump delegates during the last two presidential election cycles. So this has nothing to, and it really, this, it has nothing to do with President Trump. It has everything to do with following the rules and regulations that the Tennessee Republican Party set forth. That's it. All right. So we've got so much more to talk about, and we'll be taking your calls on this, but you need to pay attention. All of you Republicans out there in states where you're seeing a massive amount of migration from New Jersey, New York, California, you better pay attention here because this is going to impact you just like it's impacted the state of Tennessee. Look at what's been happening in Georgia right now. And again, lots of people moving into the state of Georgia who have liberal politics, and they're packing their politics along with their socks and their underwear. And that is a bad, bad thing for conservatives in the southern states. And you folks, for example, in Idaho, which is now technically a purple state. All right, our toll-free telephone number today, folks, 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Now, there is a situation unfolding at the southern border, and I want to remind you of a story that took place, about a year or so ago. You might have seen the images, and right away we knew that the images were not telling us the full story. And the way it was presented was that Border Patrol agents on horseback were using whips on illegal alien invaders. That's the allegation. And the Biden administration completely smeared these brave Border Patrol agents because it turns out that reporters and the photographer who actually shot the photograph said, hey, hold up. That's not what that photograph is about at all. This never happened. Border Patrol agents never whipped anyone. But it didn't matter because Joe Biden, cut number 10.
See people treat it like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped. It's outrageous. I promise you those people will pay.
I was outraged by it. It was horrible and deeply troubling, and there needs to be consequence and accountability.
Those officers are on administrative duties. They are not performing their typical law enforcement duties.
They will be an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences.
It also evoked images of some of the worst moments of our history where that kind of behavior has been used against the indigenous people of our country, has been used against African Americans during times of slavery.
The horrific video of the CBP officers on horses using brutal and inappropriate measures against innocent people.
It's an embarrassment, but it's beyond an embarrassment. It's dangerous. It's wrong. It sends the wrong message around the world. It sends the wrong message at home. It's simply not who we are.
And it turned out to be simply not true. It was all a lie. And now we know because the Border Patrol agents, after a lengthy investigation, have been cleared of all wrongdoing. But again, I go back to the photographer who was there, took the photograph, and was telling people, he was shouting at the top of his lungs, this did not happen. These Border Patrol agents, they weren't trying to run over anybody with the horses. They weren't trying to whip anybody. So Peter Ducey, the son of Steve over at Fox News Channel, asked Jen Psaki, Little Red Lionhood, about what the administration is going to do now. I mean, the Border Patrol agents have been cleared. Biden went out there and accused them of being racist. I mean, basically accused them of being Klans members, as did Kamala Harris and the entire administration. When is an apology going to be forthcoming?
Additional question about something that happened a few months ago down at the border. We've been told that the mounted Border Patrol officers the president accused of whipping migrants have been notified they will not face criminal charges. So when is the president going to apologize to them?
There is a process and an investigation that's gone through the Department of Homeland Security. I don't have any update on that.
The president said that they were whipping people, which would be a criminal offense, and they've been told they're not going to be criminally charged.
And there was an investigation into that, and I'll let the Department of Homeland Security announce any conclusion of that investigation.
You accused these officers of brutal and inappropriate measures. Now that they've been told they will not be criminally charged, will you apologize?
And, Peter, there was an investigation into their behavior. So that investigation is playing out. Whenever it's going to be announced, the Department of Homeland Security will announce that.
You know,
and
these,
I'm sure we'll have a comment on it after that.
These people are just sick bastards, all of them. No, do not dump me on this. This is, you let me, I'm, no, no, no. I am the host of the program, guys, and I don't use those words very often. But they have, the Biden administration, what have they done? They have gone out there and they have intentionally smeared. We're not talking about going after Mitt Romney or Donald Trump. You know, we're used to that kind of stuff. But these are Border Patrol agents.
And they went out there and they put them all in the crosshairs and accused them of horrible atrocities, horrific things. An investigation was commenced, and it turns out that none of it was true. And she doesn't even have the decency. That little red lion hood doesn't even have the decency to stand in front of the American people and apologize for the filthy lies that came out of her mouth. And the same goes for the president. They're sick bastards, all of them. Shame on you. They don't even have the decency to come out and apologize. And I'm sick and tired of it. And you ought to be too. How many times do we have to allow good, God-fearing, private citizens? These men did not deserve what they have been through. And not even to get an apology from this White House.
Oopsie. Oops, our bad. Didn't mean to call you white supremacist. Sorry about that. Here's a coupon. Go to Starbucks.
Nothing. Nothing at all. And there's no consequence. Nobody's going to care about this. Did you see MSDNC? Did you see CNN last night, the most profane name in news?
Crying Negro Network.
Thank you, Judge Joe Brown. Did you see them wall-to-wall coverage? Bringing the Border Patrol agents on, apologizing to them profusely in public? No. Because that would impact their narrative. And I'm sick of it. Absolutely sick of it. And you should be too. But this is where we are with these people. They did it to Donald Trump every single day, and it wasn't right. They lied about that man from day one, and it impacted so many people in this country. All of the lies, so many people started buying in to the fake narrative that was out there about Donald Trump. It was just, it's sad. But what they're doing to these private citizens, they're doing the same thing to the lady who runs the Libs of TikTok page. The same thing. Anybody they disagree with. You know the only crime those Border Patrol agents committed? You know what the crime was? They were actually trying to protect our borders. That was the crime. They were trying to protect our borders. Then you've got the Libs of TikTok lady. What is her crime? All she did was literally share videos, public videos that were already out there in the domain, the public domain. And what was her crime? She was hurting the LGBT community. How was she hurting the LGBT community? She was sharing their videos. But I'm going to play some audio for you because you need to know the rest of the story when it comes to the Libs of TikTok lady. She was sharing videos of heinous behavior that the left is trying to normalize. Now, I want you to listen. This is an assistant principal who is trying to normalize pedophilia. And they're not calling it pedophilia anymore. They've got a name for it. Everybody's got a new name for everything. So the new name for pedophilia, minor attracted person. That's what they're calling pedophiles. And I want you to listen. This is from Libs of TikTok.
I use the term minor attracted person or MAP in the title and throughout the book for multiple reasons. First of all, because I think it's important to use terminology for groups that members of that group want others to use for them. And MAP advocacy groups like Before You Act have advocated for use of the term MAP. They've advocated for it primarily because it's less stigmatizing than other terms like pedophile. A lot of people, when they hear the term pedophile, they automatically assume that it means a sex offender. And that isn't true, and it leads to a lot of misconceptions about attractions toward minors. I've definitely heard the idea that you brought up, though, that the use of the term minor attracted person suggests that it's okay to be attracted to children. But using a term that communicates who someone is attracted to doesn't indicate anything about the morality of that attraction.
So this is what the Libs of TikTok Twitter page was trying to expose. We do this all the time on our radio program. And I did this all the time at Fox News Channel. And man, did they come after me.
All I was doing was just sharing, hey, folks, here's what's happening in your public schools. Here's what's happening in your local churches. And, man, that's why they hate my books, because just like Libs of TikTok, we compile all of the evidence. And when you compile all of the evidence, you see what's really going on. You see the narrative. You see the agenda. And that's what Libs of TikTok was doing. She was exposing the left's agenda. And now they're shutting her down. But beyond that, they're punishing her. They're going to try and destroy her, just like they did with these Border Patrol agents. Now, you know what they ought to do is fly Mr. and Mrs. Border Patrol agent up to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and have a grip and grin with the president, a public apology, and whatever else they can do to make this right. But they're not going to do that. And you know why, Grace Baker? You know why? Don't turn your microphone on. I'm going to tell you why, Grace Baker. Because Mrs. Border Patrol agent, if she was standing next to Jen Psaki after what that little red lion hood said about her husband, she would have knocked her right up, right in the middle of the nose, clocked her. That's what, and that's why they're not. That's why they're not bringing the Border Patrol agents to D.C. Because one of them would have just slapped Jen Psaki. How dare you? How dare you say that about my husband? You know, these people are filthy. I mean, just filthy evil. But you get what you vote for, America. This is what, by the way, this is what the dark winter looks like. Evil people are working in our White House right now. Evil people. 844-747-8868. You want to pray for somebody tonight? Pray for those Border Patrol agents. I mean, they're the victims of a public, political, national lynching. Nobody deserves that. Pray for the lady who runs the Libs of TikTok page. She's just a regular American citizen, and they want to destroy this woman. Do you see the evil we're dealing with here, folks? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
It bothers me when the mainstream media and all of these leftists up on Capitol Hill attack regular Joes, just hardworking people. They want to get out there, do their jobs to the best of their abilities, go home to the wife and kids at night, and live their lives. But then you've got all these folks out there that want to destroy Border Patrol agents. You've got all these people out there that want to attack the poor lady, the libs of TikTok crowd. It's just nuts. By the way, have you heard of this story? This is from KTLA out of Los Angeles. Laura Morrison is the writer. The future is here. Those tired of taking out their wallet or phone to pay for things could soon skip that entirely, thanks to a new implantable payment chip. So it turns out a British company has created a microchip that can be implanted inside a person's hand and used like a credit card. The technology is only allowed to be sold in the European Union and the UK. Quote, the implant can be used to pay for a drink on the beach in Rio, a coffee in New York, a haircut in Paris, or at your local grocery store. That's what the founder, Wojciech Perota, told the BBC. It can be used wherever contactless payments are accepted. Now, I'm just curious about something. Would you ever consider getting an implant, a chip? Basically, they're shoving a credit card inside your hand. According to a 2021 survey, nearly 51% of those who live in Europe would consider an implant of some type. Now, Grace Baker, I'm curious. You love to go shopping. You're a woman.
Well, don't just assume either of those things. No, I'm kidding. I am a woman. I do love to shop. Guilty as charged.
To my point. Would you, if given the choice, if you said, Grace, we're, you know, because sometimes you leave your wallet at home.
Yes.
Or you have to lug around the purse. So if you could put a chip in your hand that had your credit card info and you just swiped your hands, would you do it?
No, that's too creepy.
Why is it creepy? I already have
Apple Wallet on my phone, which is kind of creepy.
Now, here's my concern. Okay, what happens when your credit card expires?
Ooh, or does it decline your arm?
Does it decline?
Sorry. Your right arm's declined. Try your left one. Let me try my other credit card. Pulls up left arm.
I'd be concerned, at least in New York or here in Memphis, of like wrist jackings. They come and just, you know, they machete and chop off your hand.
Ooh.
And then they can. But you know what I'm more concerned about, though? That sounds like the mark of the beast.
No,
right?
It does not.
No, it does. Does that not sound like the mark of the beast, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. You know, Satan charges high interest, Grace. Coming up on April 30th, you'll be able to meet Grace Baker, myself. We're going to have a lot of fun at the Culture Engagement Summit. There are a lot of great speakers here. Conservatives from all over America are coming to Memphis on April 30th for the Culture Engagement Summit. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Senator Rick Scott, Mark Meadows is going to be here, Pastor Robert Jeffress, Jim DeMint, just a great lineup of speakers. There are going to be some incredible breakout sessions. And the whole point of this is to show you how to engage the culture in your neighborhoods. And they've got all sorts of great workshops planned. Folks, we're going to foot the bill for your ticket. All you need to do is use our promo code SPRING2022. Go to the live show blog, and we've got a link to the website to where you can sign up. You can register. Not only will you get all of these great one-day, it's in a one-day conference, too, one-day conference. You are going to also get a free Chick-fil-A lunch, which is worth the price of admission. So, again, ToddStarnes.com live show blog, or you can go to CitizensForAmericaFoundation.com, and you'll be able to see the conference information there as well. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always good to have with us the guy who runs my company, Dalton Glasscock, our chief executive officer. Dalton, hope you're doing good today.
I'm doing well. I'm surprised you keep letting me on most of the time.
Yeah, me too. It is a debate we have, but we always enjoy the conversations. Dalton, before we jump into why you're on the program today, you know, there's been a lot of controversy here in Tennessee. The Tennessee GOP disqualifying three Republicans from the primary because they did not follow the rules, which were set back in 2017. Now, it's interesting how the media is portraying this. There are some who are saying, well, the party is anti-Trump now. This is an attack on Trump. Others are saying it's an attack on the MAGA world, when in fact it looks to me, Dalton, like this was a Republican Party who actually had rules and regulations in place to make sure that they were getting legitimate Republicans running for office.
That's the thing. As conservatives, we follow the rules. And we have a state system of government, not a federal system. And so our state Republican parties are in charge of how their elections operate. If you don't like how a state Republican Party operates their elections, you don't have to be a member of the state Republican Party. You can run as an independent, but we have parties and systems that have rules. And as conservatives, we believe in following the rules.
Well, you would think so. And I know that you're based in Kansas, and you guys have a pretty vibrant, I know you're very involved in Republican politics there. You have one of the candidates say, well, this is just a bunch of establishment rhino hacks. Well, Dalton, it turns out that 85% of the people who made the decision were, in fact, Trump delegates in 2016 and 2020.
People have forwent the ability to make logical arguments anymore. They're going to throw out things that try to rally the base, and they're always going to use Trump's name to try to say that people are anti-Trump. These people are not anti-Trump. They're very pro the rules have been established, and it's created a fair system for people in Tennessee to be able to run for office. And so, yeah, you have losers that throw out names when they know that they've lost their argument.
Dalton Glasscock on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Dalton, a couple of days ago, you told me about a project that we are very happy to be a part of. And it really stems from a situation at Blacksburg High School in Virginia. You had a bunch of girls on the lacrosse team. They wanted to honor their coach. She had been helping orphans in Ukraine. So they wore these shirts, had these shirts made up that said, pray for peace. And they were told to take those shirts off because they were too religious and too political. And then you came up with a pretty clever idea. So why don't you tell our listeners what we're doing?
Yeah, we want to make sure to be able to stand beside these, you know, brave students of Virginia. And so we were really inspired by them and their Pray for Peace shirts to launch, you know, Pray for Ukraine shirts. And as Christians, we believe that prayer is important. But when we have the ability to act on something too, God's given us the ability to act. And so if we say that we're praying for peace, let's also live out that mission. And so we're fundraising for a group in Ukraine to be able to provide them resources, so helmets, aid kits, be able to protect themselves from the invading forces, and really be able to, again, pray for peace, but also provide them the resources to achieve peace in their land as well.
And, you know, again, when you see some of the images here, we're talking about kids who look like they would belong to Young America's Foundation, you know, here in America. And yet these are kids right now literally fighting for their freedom and fighting away from, you know, fighting these Russian invaders who are literally waging genocide in their country.
Yeah, the group that, you know, we're partnering with is Soledad Molad, which is their youth conservative group. And I've worked with them on international stuff in my role as international relations chair for the National Young Republicans. And so I know these people. And these are my friends that are now having to take up arms to defend their nation. And I was talking, you know, with one on the phone a couple weeks ago, and her phone disconnected while we were talking. And she hopped back on and said that a bomb had exploded, you know, near her home. And she was sorry for having to hop off the phone. Like, this is what these individuals are having to deal with. And, you know, my trip to the border of Poland, Ukraine, just 3 weeks ago showed that as well. And I've seen this firsthand and seen the atrocities and the refugee crisis that we're seeing in Europe now because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Well, I think it's a noble cause, and it's important for people to understand we're not getting a single penny from any of this at all.
Nothing. And we are also upfronting the cost of the shirt. And so we're not even going, we're taking the cost of the shirts out of our own account and not even charging back that. And so not even all proceeds, anything that you give, whether you either purchase a shirt or you decide to donate in general, 100% of the funds plus the expense of those funds is going directly to Ukraine.
Well, I think this is a terrific idea, and it's just a little thing we can do to help these young people and to take a very public stand, because we do need to be praying for Ukraine. What's happening over there is just, it's unbelievable. And Dalton, I'm glad you brought this to our attention, and we got to sell a lot of shirts.
Well, hey, it's the students in Virginia that originally brought this to our mind, and if anybody's interested in purchasing, go to toddstarnes.com, click on the store option, and it's the top banner. You won't miss it. So again, you can either purchase a shirt, and let's say you don't want to purchase the shirt, you can donate to relief funds to help the young conservatives in Ukraine fight against Russian invaders.
All right. Got a question for you before we let you go here. Knew it wasn't going to be that easy. Where's Grace? Grace, put down the cheeseburger. We've got work to do here. Grace.
Wow. It is lunchtime.
So personally attacked.
We're committing so many HR violations around here. Grace, so we were talking earlier, Dalton, about the about this new device that's coming from Poland, by the way, where you can insert a chip into your hand, and you would never have to bring your wallet with you. So it would be your credit card, your ID. So if you're at the supermarket, you would just swipe your hand, or they would wave a wand over your hand, and you would be able to pay for it. Grace Baker, would you get the chip?
No way.
What about you, Dalton?
I'll take a pass. My credit card breaks, and I don't want a credit card in my hand that's also going to do you that. See, that thing requires way too much surgery.
You see, that's my issue. How do you – what happened? Because, you know, the credit cards do expire at some point, and you have to get a new card.
Yep. I don't know how that works.
I pass out when a needle comes near me, let alone any chip being inserted in my body. I will gladly take a pass.
You know what this is, though? I'm people are saying, Todd, this is. We just got a call from our good friend Noah down at in Pascagoula. WPMO says this is Mark of the Beast. Mark of the Beast.
I don't know if it's Mark of the Beast, but it's dumb. So the dumb is enough for me not to do it itself.
Well, we already have our phones that track us. If that's the point, like. Literally, you have your phone with you all the time. You have your credit. A lot of people have their credit cards on their phone. So why even bother with trying to get it in a person's arm?
That is a fair point. I really didn't think about that because you're right. They do track everything you do now.
Yep, exactly.
Huh, that's interesting.
They know everything about
you. Way too futuristic for me.
Well, you know, and by the way, as Grace told me during the break, Satan's interest rate is 6.66%. So that's...
That's just saying. Good.
Hang up the phone, Dalton.
Oh, I already tried.
Dalton Glasscock, everybody, from Stearns Media Group. Thanks, Dalton. And by the way, you can buy your shirts over at toddstearns.com. We do not have that device. So if you've got your credit card attached to your hand, sorry about that. So we're not going to be able to help you there. But I am curious, you know, what, because in the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, they talk about, you know, a time where if you don't have the mark of the beast, you won't be able to buy food, you won't be able to go places. I mean, this is all in the New Testament.
But wouldn't we be already raptured up by then?
Oh, I'm not going to get into that.
That's what I'm just saying.
No, I don't want to get into that whole rapture. I mean, because people have so many different views, and it's not like, oh, that's your opinion. No, this is what the Bible says, you pagan. I mean, it's like there's no like little gray area.
And also, if that were to be the mark of the beast, I mean, you're not going to get it and then go, oopsie, I got the mark of the beast. You're going to know it's the mark of the beast.
Not necessarily. And again, when you look at what's happening in Canada, for example, where you have these social scores now, where so if you're, you know, they're keeping tabs on what you do. And so if you're breaking this rule, maybe you wrote something inappropriate on Facebook. I mean, they could easily, you know, shut you down or cut you off.
I swear that's in a movie. I'm pretty sure that's been a movie premise somewhere.
The New Testament.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, the Book of Revelation.
A movie, but okay, yes.
All right. Look, I don't. Do I know if it's the mark of the beast? No, but it is sort of weird that back in biblical times they were writing about this chip or whatever that could come into your hand, and you know, people would be. Would be able to charge. My only concern is, say you're walking in the supermarket, Grace Baker, and just think about this. You're walking in the supermarket. You're in the produce section. I was just there yesterday. I was in the mood for a chili dog. So I got some Wolf chili. I love Wolf chili.
Okay.
No beans. And I'm walking, and imagine you're walking by, and somebody knows that you've got the chip in your hand.
Yes.
And what they could do is they could easily swipe their like Oreo package, and that would go on your tab, and they would be able to walk out, and you'd be paying for their groceries.
That's what I'm saying. That gets so complicated because people could like steal your, just like they do, you know, hack into stuff. Couldn't they hack into that, the chip?
I don't want to. What are we going to do? Like stick our hands into the gas, you know, the gas.
Maybe like the Dyson hand dryer, you know, the ones like.
I'm not doing that. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. You know, now more than ever, it is so important to support companies and organizations that share our values. And that's why we support Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs, and they're supporting organizations that are fighting for us, pro-life organizations, Second Amendment organizations. And Patriot Mobile has some incredible deals just for our listeners. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or you can call their customer service team based right here in the good old U.S. of A, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. They have a plan to fit any budget. It doesn't matter how big, how small. They're going to work with you. No pressure. And if you're a veteran or a first responder, maybe you're a firefighter or a police officer, they're going to give you an even bigger discount. Again, PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Hey, listen up, though. If you want to get these discounts, if you want to get the free premier activation, all you have to do, use my first name as the promo code, Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, our good friend, Congressman Chip Roy from Texas, the Lone Star State, will be here in just a little while. Looking forward to talking with him. Oh, have you heard about this crazy story out of, speaking of the Mark of the Beast, this is from Pennsylvania. A Pennsylvania elementary school voted down an after-school Satan club. The Northern York County School Board in Pennsylvania voted down the approval of the Satan Club. The program was initially suggested by a parent at the Northern Elementary School in York, PA. It was rejected by the principal, but went up for a probationary vote at the school board. Hundreds of people turned out to weigh in on Satan. Quote, there is a lot of evil already in this world, so to allow it to come into our school and our community is not okay. Satan is a liar, and Satan will show himself as light when in fact he's not light, Maddie Snell Baker said. The local satanic temple had... Wait. What is going on in York, Pennsylvania? They've got a Satan temple? Unbelievable. The Satanic Temple, which had been seeking to push into elementary and grade schools in opposition to Christian after-school clubs, describes the club as an after-school program that promotes self-directed education by supporting the intellectual and creative interest of students. No, they're teaching them to be like little demons. That's what they're doing. And I'm glad to see that the moms and dads were standing up to this nonsense. Folks, I'm telling you, if you have the ability, get your kid out of the public school. Got to get them out. I mean, you don't want them to become, I don't know, non-binary, gender-confused demons. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, we talk about this being a dangerous world, Ukraine war, China threatening Taiwan, North Korea firing missiles, Iran close to a nuclear bomb. Our buddy Grant Stinchfield asking if Joe Biden is putting America in real danger all this week. You got to watch Stinchfield on Newsmax. Dangerous Joe looks at how Biden's decisions are really hurting America. Stinchfield is talking to top military experts. Some even warn of a surprise attack. Stinchfield looks at the Trump factor in all of this as well. 8 o'clock tonight on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. 20 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time, available on major cable and streaming platforms. You can also download the free Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android to watch now. And by the way, tonight, Big Town Hall from Ohio, our good buddy Rob Schmidt is going to be hosting that. J.D. Vance is going to be on the hot seat, and I hope, that someone ask the question, take us through your salvation experience when it comes to Donald Trump. How is it that you went from thinking and saying that Donald Trump was Hitler to embracing this man who simply wanted to make America great again? Take us through that evolutionary process. You know, I did that for you yesterday on this program as I laid out who I supported in the Republican primaries back in 2016, and I sort of took you through the journey that I had. That's what J.D. Vance needs to do. Now, Donald Trump feels confident enough that he is the real deal, that he has endorsed J.D. Vance. But Donald Trump is a good and decent man, and he puts a lot of trust in people. I'm not too sure I'm ready to trust J.D. Vance just yet. I'm just not there. But I want to hear from him tonight, and I want him to explain, how do you go from thinking Trump is Hitler to where we are now? What about you? Do you trust J.D. Vance? We're going to go to your phone calls coming up after this break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, America. Todd Starnes here. Great to have you with us today, people. A lot going on out there. President Biden still incoherent, but that's okay. We're going to get through the day together. Hey, look, I want to go to the phones. Frank from Georgia has been holding on since before time started, listening to us on WDUN, and wants to weigh in on this border crisis. Frank, good to have you with us today, sir.
Good to be here. Love your show.
Well, thank you. Very kind of you to say. What's on your mind?
Well, when you defended our border agents on the border, I have yelled that at the top of my lungs, and nobody can hear me, and you said it today, exactly what I wanted to say, and millions of people heard it, and God bless it. God bless you and Grace for defending our border agents, because our White House and our president and that Ken Psaki sure does not.
No, no, she does not. And Frank, it's time for all of us to call out what is right, wrong is wrong. And those Border Patrol agents did absolutely nothing wrong. And they knew it from day one. I'm not sure why the investigation took this long, Frank, because you had the photographic evidence and the photographer who was there saying, hey, look, nobody got trampled, nobody got whipped. As a matter of fact, the Border Patrol agents were trying to keep the horses from trampling the illegal alien invaders.
I saw that. I watched the video, and then when they came out with the lies in the White House, I was so angry. I didn't know what. I talked to my wife about it, and I'm waiting to pick her up in dialysis now. Bless her heart. She has a hard time. Her kidneys are totally shot, but I'm sitting in the car waiting for her right now, and I just want to say God bless you and Grace for bringing the truth to American people.
Well, Frank, thank you for that, and we're going to be praying for her as well, and you tell her we were thinking about her, and our thoughts and prayers are with you guys, and thank you for listening to WDUN, a great radio station. 844-747-8868. Those are kind words. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. I got to get this photograph up on the live show blog from our friend Byron York over on Twitter. They've got a photograph of the new executive editor of the New York Times. Have you seen this photograph, folks? People are talking about this. Grace, you've seen this photograph.
Unfortunately, yes.
So I don't know this man's proclivities. It's none of my business. But here he is. He's wearing a white shirt and a tie, and he's been photographed on this rug in his office, and he's got his hands behind him, and he's sort of slouched back with one leg propped up in the air in a very womanly pose.
Yes.
Not wearing shoes. And he's got a coffee mug, and it looks to be a copy of the New York Times strewn about him on the rug.
Yeah, don't get any ideas, Todd. We're not doing a photo shoot like this.
This is sort of like the pajama.
This is not our new staff photo inspo, please.
If I ever did that, it would be the end of the show.
That's true.
People are commenting, the lack of shoes is the creepiest part of this, and that's saying something.
I was going to say, his facial expression, it's on our live show blog now. So you can see it for yourself if you dare. I would suggest to not be drinking any sort of beverage or have any food with you when you look at it.
Remember, there was an episode of Seinfeld years ago where George Costanza posed in his underpants. That's what it sort of reminds me of.
Finally, a show I've seen that you've seen too.
With the hairy back.
Yep.
Oh, it's very unattractive.
And he had did he have tiger boxers on?
No, it was just white boxer, white boxer shorts. But at least this guy is fully clothed here.
Thank goodness.
The photograph is for New York Magazine. So this was, who approved this at the New York Times headquarters? Because, you know, they have to approve everything.
That's true.
Over at the New York Times, the old gray lady.
What if it was an accident, like they accidentally approved it and then they saw it come out and they're like, oh no, what have we done?
Is this like the Christmas card?
Oh gosh.
It's that, you know what, it really is, as Monica Crowley wrote so beautifully, it's that come hither look.
Yes.
Come here, baby. Come
like
here, darling.
Bedroom eyes?
Or come here, snowflake. I don't know. I mean, I don't know his proclivities. She goes, what's your favorite part of the photo? The come hither look, that he's on the floor, the stockinged foot, or that coffee mug?
Mm, the coffee mug, because it's the least provocative.
It is a very provocative, suggestive photograph, and I'm not quite sure, what does this mean? He's turning the New York Times into some sort of softcore porn publication? I don't know.
It's already like that. I've read some of these op-eds, I couldn't get through all of it. And some of the stuff that they're talking about is just weird. So this is kind of on brand for them nowadays, to tell you the truth.
He is just missing like a bear rug and like a fireplace. And I think that would be...
maybe an Old Spice bottle. You know, it feels like an Old Spice commercial.
You're right. That's exactly what it looks like.
Because it's so bizarre. It's like sexual and bizarre.
I just don't know of any grown man, and he looks to be about my age, so he's probably in his early 50s. I just don't know any grown man my age that would be photographed in that position.
I don't even want to know.
Unless this is
please,
for some
don't
sort
put that image
of...
No, in my brain.
I'm not going to. No, it's disgusting. I can't, you know,
HR.
This is why I shop at Brooks Brothers. You know, the men, they've got the men's side and the women's side. Never the two shall meet. That, I'm just telling you.
You mean you don't want to dress like Harry Styles?
No, is that the guy in the dress?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a problem. By the way, I saw that Grace Baker, I saw that one of the, one of your people, one of your singers, Mendez, Sean, is it Sean Mendez?
Oh, yeah, Sean Mendez.
Yeah, he's going through some sort of a midlife crisis at the age of, what, 23, 24?
Oh, he is?
Yeah, it's all over Twitter. So he's
looking him up.
He's very, people are very concerned about his welfare, you know, because...
his music's great.
Pretty good singer. I've actually heard a couple of the tunes.
It's pretty good.
That
and
so is
Harry Styles. He's just weird. He's very strange.
Yeah, well, he's British.
That
accounts for a lot of it.
Oh, yeah, I see. He's been posting some really weird stuff.
Ladies, I'm curious. Would you ever allow your man to pose like that? And Grace says we've got the photograph over on the live show blog. I mean, that's a creepy Christmas card right there. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I don't know what's wrong with men in America. Maybe the guy needs to go tan himself, as Tucker Carlson, you know, might say. But I don't know. All right, look, we're going to regroup here. We're going to set up. Our good friend Congressman Chip Roy is going to drop by. 844-747-8868. That, again, is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
right, folks, let's get right to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Gerald on the line. Hey, Gerald, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. First of all, I love your show and appreciate what you and Grace and the whole crew are doing and every day. And I understand you're going to have Chip Roy on. I just wanted to say, Speaker of the House, I think he'd make a great Speaker of the House. I've seen him and heard him on C-SPAN many times, and appreciate him and appreciate him speaking the truth. And I wish there was more people like him running in Congress.
What is it about Chip Roy that you like? What's the one quality he has to be Speaker of the House?
He speaks the truth. He tells it like it is. He's a lot like President Trump. He just tells it like it is. And he stands up for the Border Patrol agents, which we need more of. And I really appreciate him speaking out and what he does every day.
Well, Gerald, we're gonna have him on in just a few minutes, and I can tell you that we will convey that message to him that he's got your vote for Speaker of the House.
Absolutely. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate what you're doing.
All right, Gerald. God bless. Be good out there in the great state of Georgia. By the way, the Biden administration now responding to this federal judge's decision lifting the mask mandates on the airplanes. And I want you to hear this. It's pretty shocking. So the Biden administration says they're going to leave it up to the CDC. So if the CDC wants to appeal this ruling, then they will proceed down that path. I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think there's any possible way that they would do that. But the president has been all over the place. I mean, in a span of just a few minutes, the White House contradicted itself not once, not twice, but three times. Cut number 12.
The CDC continues to advise and recommend masks on airplanes. We're abiding by the CDC recommendations. The president is, and we would advise all Americans to do that.
President, should people continue to wear masks on planes?
That's up to them.
We are right now in the process of deciding, and we likely will appeal that ruling.
They're all over the place. And they're freaking out because they know. They know that a lot of those people that were burning their face diapers in the airports, a lot of people that were cheering, were not Republicans. They were Democrats. Meanwhile, you've got Little Red Lion Hood over at the White House saying, you know what? The reality is a lot of American people would rather wear the face diapers.
But we don't make these decisions based on politics or based on the political whims on a plane or even in a poll. But I would note in polls, lengthier data, there are still a lot of people in this country who still want to have masks in place. Either they have immunocompromised relatives, they have kids under five, whatever it may be. So in the even on the pure politics, I don't think there's a concrete worry at this point.
By the way, they're making a movie about her flying around the country, snakes on a plane. Yeah, that's Little Red Lion Hood right there. So is that true? I mean, are there still people out there? Do you know people, ladies and gentlemen, aside from the moron I nearly crashed into on Poplar Avenue in Memphis, Tennessee, who was driving 20 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone in one of those battery-powered cars, and he was wearing two face masks in his car, and he was the only person in the car? But are you seeing those people out there? No, Grace, sorry. Hold on just a second. Grace, I nearly crashed into the guy. Okay. He was not doing the speed limit.
Uh-huh. It's always the other guy's fault.
20 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone.
That's stupid.
All I'm saying is drive the speed limit and take the friggin' mask off your face.
Well, can I say for the first time, and I don't remember how long, I went to the doctor's office yesterday, the workers, no one was wearing a mask. I was like, where am I?
It's
great.
It was
the first time. Like, in actually several years, I've been in a doctor's office like that.
Wow. There you go. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. I'm curious, though. Jen Psaki, so the White House she's not going to go out there and say that without clearing it by somebody. She says that there are a lot of Americans that still want to wear face masks. Are you seeing that in your grocery store, the doctor's office? 844-747-8868. Patty in North Carolina, WSIC. All right, Patty, help us out here.
Oh, my
my God, these people, they're the 32% that are voting for Biden, okay? Because they're idiots. Oh, my God. I just was coming home from the store. There's a woman next to me at the red light. She had two masks on her face.
What are they afraid of? I just don't understand this.
No, you know what? I don't know. But you know what? I looked at her, and I just shook my head, and these people are out. No, these are the people. If you see him at 32%, these are the idiots that are 32%.
You know, Patty, I have to admit, as I was honking my horn at the guy driving 20, the guy with the two face masks on, I'm thinking, he's got to be a Biden voter. Got to be a Biden voter.
Exactly. They have to be because these people are out. I mean, my God, I just can't believe it, you know. But what it's so funny because I was listening to you on the radio and I'm driving down the, you know, I'm driving down the road and I look to my left and there, while you're talking, I see this idiot with two masks on her face, and I'm thinking, you can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't. I will say this, Patty. It's good to know because by and large, I mean, there may be some people with, you know, actual medical problems, but by and large.
No, these are mental problems. These aren't medical problems. These people have a mental illness and they are, I don't know what they're afraid of, but you know what? God, please help them. Please help them.
Well, no, Patty, what I was going to. Patty, what else?
They're not kids.
No, I
mental
know.
Cases. They're mental. They're loaded. They're lunatics. These people need help.
They
These people need help.
They need help. It's truth. No, it's
they
true.
Do.
No, I believe you, Patty. But what I'm trying to say is, at least with the masked people, you know who to stay away from.
Yeah, you're right. They're all like,
I don't want them anywhere
people.
Around.
That's
me.
Why when you see his approval rate at 30 something. These are the idiots. They're in the 30, you know, they're in that area. Because who else would, he should be down to 19%. If he should be down to 10%, this guy is another one.
By the way, did you see Biden? He was getting on board the plane yesterday wearing the face mask. Air Force One. I mean, it's just.
Yeah, he's a great leader. We should all, oh my God, please help us. Please.
Patty.
We need help.
God bless you. Thanks for the call.
God bless you. All right. God bless.
I like this lady. I like Patty. But you know, you've seen them out there. And Grace, I took a risk. You know, you're not supposed to honk your horn in Memphis or they'll shoot you.
No, you didn't.
But I did. I honked. I laid on the horn. There was a lot of pent-up frustration and aggression.
I can tell. Well, I was reminiscing about the early days of the COVID pandemic, and I remember people in Memphis covering themselves in garbage bags and everything.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yes,
I pulled up, there's a whole news report. It's local, but it's hilarious because these moms are spraying their kids down with Lysol. And this was like April 2020, May 2020.
And now the kids have horrible skin conditions. It's terrible. But they smell good. Over at the park, they actually put police crime scene tape around the swings, like, you know, where
yes.
you would sit down the swings. And at first I thought, oh, gosh, well, somebody got shot because that happens every day in Memphis.
Mm,
but it
enough.
Turns out nobody got shot. There were no bloodstains. And they actually said that COVID spreads when you're on a swing and you swing up and back. You
the
spread
the
China virus with the air particles. I'm not making this up.
We laugh now, but at the time, everybody was so freaked out. But some people just, they're still freaked out.
Grace, if you remember our show at that time, I was laughing along with everybody else because even back then, I knew these people were morons.
Yeah, that was taken a little too far for me.
And all I can say is that come the midterm elections, you have a responsibility, America, to vote out of office anybody, Democrat, Republican, whoever, if they voted to shut you down and to mask you up, they need to go. All right, got to take a break. Speaking of going, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Thank you.
Fox 13's Jackie Massey is live at SES headquarters. Jackie, you talk to concerned parents. What do they tell you?
And don't nobody want their child to be sick. And don't nobody want to take their virus to their house.
Parents with children at Treadwell Middle and Elementary schools are not playing around. Many wiped their kids down, and some even sprayed them with disinfectant spray as they took them home Monday.
And I wiped my children's backpack down when I got them out of school. Sure did. Gave them gloves. Sure did.
Parents are doing this after they found out an employee who works at Treadwell Middle and Elementary came in contact with a person who tested positive for the coronavirus in Memphis. Some took more extreme measures.
Two garbage bags. My shoes came loose. Two sacks. Another sack.
The country's gone slap crazy. Folks, I'm telling you, if nothing else, the China virus exposed how crazy this country is. And it's not a good crazy, it's slap crazy. Unbelievable. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Good to have you with us. Hey, look, we've been following these crazy developments along the border. This story from the Daily Wire, Dylan Burrows, the author, 26 Republican governors launch border strike force to address the border crisis. But the one guy who's sort of been like the John the Baptist of all of this, crying in the wilderness, is our good friend from Texas, Congressman Chip Roy. Congressman, welcome back to the show.
Todd, great to be on the show. How are you, my friend?
You know, I'm doing well, and I've got to brag on you. We had a caller just a little while ago who said that you need to be the next Speaker of the House.
Well, you know, those kinds of things get sorted out once we get through the election. Right now, we've got to make sure that we mobilize people behind an agenda. And if we put an agenda out there, we'll get the right people behind it. People are kind to say that. Here's the one thing I'll say. We need leadership. We need it right now. We need a clear agenda, and we need to tell the world what time it is. And that time is to reclaim freedom, sovereignty at the border, stop spending money we don't have, and get the government the hell out of our lives. It's not simple. It's not hard. We don't need a 50-point contract.
Well, you're not kidding. And again, it's I know the Republicans, they like to come up with these contracts and agendas, but you're right. I mean, what you just said, that's all we need. We've got a situation here in Tennessee. We've got a Republican who voted with the Democrats to raise taxes and to shut down our businesses. I told the person running it, you know, that's what you need to be campaigning against. I mean, it's very simple these days, Congressman.
No, I agree, Todd. I mean, Republicans never find a way to make things too complicated or to go snatch, you know, defeat from the jaws of victory. We're really good at that sort of thing. If we just keep our eyes fixed on the prize, which is to do the things American people care about, they want their streets to be safe and secure. They want a military that is stronger than anybody else's in the world, sparingly used. And when it is used, it's used to blow things up and kill people, not to indoctrinate people. They want a secure border. They want us to stop spending money we don't have. And then they want to have freedom. They want to be able to have, you know, the ability to go send their kids to schools that they want, have the health care they're choosing without bureaucrats choosing for them. This is not hard. We should just actually run on it.
Congressman, just a few moments ago, the Justice Department put out a statement, and they said, you know what, we're going to wait and hear what the CDC says. If they want us to appeal the judge's ruling about the mask mandates, we will do that. And at this point, I'm wondering, who the heck is running the country? Is it the CDC or the Biden administration?
Well, I think what you're seeing is in real time, you're seeing on display an administration that recognizes the failures, right? That what's going on with the CDC and the mask mandates and where the American people are. They get the political dynamic that it was the wrong thing to be doing. The mandate shouldn't have ever been in place, much less now. And then you've got the left, the radical left, who are freaking out and saying, we got to have masks. And so the DOJ is saying, well, if the CDC says we should, we'll go litigate it. But mostly the White House people are saying, yeah, don't go do that. Because they're looking at the same polls you and I are looking at, which is that the American people are over all this garbage. So that's that you're seeing the real tension in real time going on in the administration. It's not leadership. It's a radical left with a handful of puppets in the White House.
You know what? Yesterday, within just a span of a couple of hours, you had the administration taking three different positions on what to do with these masks. But Congressman, we mentioned this earlier in the show. They're not that stupid. They know that a lot of those people cheering and tearing off the face diapers at the airports yesterday and the day before yesterday were Democrats, not just Republicans or independents.
The vast majority of the American people have been over this for a long time. I was visiting with some fellow Texans just today at lunch and talking about the extent to which We are, you know, we're looking at people who were willing to do what it took for their country. When they first talked about slowing the curve, it's like, okay, you know, President Trump and listening to the experts. But then that was like a couple of weeks. Now, 2 years later, you've got an entirely, you know, destroyed economy, massive inflation, $5 trillion of spending, kids wearing masks, having health issues, unable to speak, people who didn't get the treatments they needed, people with alcoholism. Now you got people that, you know, they're seeing this relief. And of course they're cheering. It's the people that are tired of having tyranny shoved down their throat. And they're cheering when they get something like a judge shutting down and stopping a tyrannical CDC.
Congressman Chip Roy on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line this hour of the program. Congressman, we were talking to a sheriff a couple of days ago. He is very concerned about what's happening down on the border. He said that if you know they're going to have their deputies out there in riot gear trying to stop the invasion. And it's just shocking to know this kind of thing is happening in America. It's infuriating.
Well, Todd, I mean, look, the numbers are telling, right? 2 million people apprehended last year, 700,000 of them released. None of that accounts. And of course, Jen Psaki will never tell the truth. None of that accounts for 500,000 known gotaways, where your worst actors are. We just got a report yesterday that we released, and Fox covered it. Bill Malugin's been doing such good reporting on this, where we have they responded. DHS responded to our question saying 43 known terrorists or people who are suspected terrorists or affiliated with terrorist organizations that have been nabbed at our border. But that's of the ones apprehended, Todd. That's not the 500,000 that weren't apprehended. They're the ones who were the known gotaways. Or how about the unknown gotaways? The fact is we have a wide open border. We have Americans who are dying because of fentanyl poisoning. We have ranches getting overrun, livestock getting out. We have cartels empowered and enriched. But importantly, we have migrants who are dying. They're dying on ranches. They're in body trailers in South Texas. They're in sex trafficking trade. They're in stash houses in Houston and San Antonio. And we're supposedly the strongest, freest country in the history of the world. It's absolutely astonishing. And this is all on the watch of Mayorkas. And that guy is coming to the Judiciary Committee next Thursday, and he has some questions to answer.
No, he does. And you're right about Bill Malugin. That guy, for months now, has been down there just doing some stellar reporting. And again, I mean, all this attention focused on the horrible atrocities that are happening in Ukraine, but their country was invaded, just like our country is being invaded, and our government's doing nothing to stop it.
Well, I'm glad you're using the word invasion, because that is exactly what it is, Todd. And I want everybody to understand that. And the federal government has its first job is to defend and secure the border of the United States. But when it fails to do so, as it is today, then it is incumbent upon the people of the states that are along the border, or frankly, the entire country, to do their own securing of the border and do their own turning away of people. Texas is being invaded, not just the United States. Our communities are being harmed. So Texas has an obligation, a duty, a responsibility to turn people away. And I think we ought to be stepping on the gas on that front, because the Biden administration has demonstrated no resolve to secure the border. And in fact, a desire to purposely ignore the laws of the United States and violate their oaths to the Constitution to secure the border.
Congressman, how do you feel about your governor's plan? He's been busing these illegals to Washington, D.C., now talking about sending them to Delaware.
So I talked about this a little bit on Shannon Bream last Thursday night, and what I said then is similar to now. Look, I'm all for DPS being down there supporting Border Patrol, because they've got no support from the administration. I'm all for drawing attention to it by dropping them off in D.C. But let's not pretend that any of that is going to stop the 7,000 or 8,000 that are coming tomorrow. Let's not pretend that that's actually stopping the flow. When you're doing vehicle inspections, I'm all for it. But right up to the point that you're actually going to force the hand of the Mexican government in totality to stick it down the throats of the cartels, which I'm not sure they can do without our pressure, to actually stop the flow. But we can't do this stuff for show. We've got to do it to make sure we're actually stopping the flow coming across the border. So I support, in general, doing those things. But to the end, and one metric matters, and one metric alone, stop the flow now. That's the only metric that matters.
All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Always appreciate your frank conversation. Congressman Chip Roy out of Texas. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Todd. God bless.
All right. There you have it. Man, I would like him a Speaker of the House. You don't need a 30 or 40 point agenda. You just don't need that. But what you do need are Republicans that are willing to fight. And one of the worst things out there are these old money Republicans. You know what I'm talking about? The establishment types. they love to pal around with the Democrats, and they hang out at the country clubs, and they sip their, you know, $30 martinis, $50 martinis with the pinky in the air. And then they look down on all the rest of us. And I'm moving back home. I get to see that up close and personal, and it's pretty ugly. And then they look down on, they actually are more kind and compassionate to Democrats than they are their fellow conservative Republicans who may not have a country club membership. And I didn't realize how big of a problem that was in the Republican Party until I moved back home, because they just don't care. They just don't care. But when you start to jettison things like fiscal responsibility and American sovereignty, then we've got a problem in this country. We have a problem in the political parties of this country. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. You know, we talk a lot about the economy on this program, and it is in a tailspin right now. The stock market is all over the place. Inflation is at a 40-year high. And then we're dealing with the war in Ukraine. There are concerns it could spread, and the markets just don't like all this instability. But the good news is you've got an option. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. And you need to understand that Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that'll protect your wealth in retirement, and that's why I want you to call Legacy Precious Metals today. Be proactive while there's still time. Don't forget what happened in 2008. If you were invested in gold back in 08, you saw huge gains, but a lot of people, they were not invested, and they lost their entire retirement portfolio. Legacy Precious Metals, they can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. I trust them, and I hope you can too. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, 866-528-1903, or you can download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Every time you have a press conference, you say crime is down. The economy is booming.
Well, that's not true, but get to your question, sir.
Across the street, we had a police officer on duty, the victim of a hit and run. We have Michigan Avenue, the magnificent miles now referred to as the mile of fear. The Water Tower Place has thrown the keys back to the lender. They say they don't want to be in Chicago anymore. Real Chicagoans are asking me, how could you possibly even consider running for re-election as mayor of the city of Chicago after all the harm you've caused?
Well, I disagree with you fundamentally, and I don't think I need to address any and dignify your comments one second further. Next question.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. That was a press briefing with the mayor of Chicago, Lesbian Lightfoot. We haven't heard from her in a long time. And, oh, by the way, for our Wichita listeners and other Kansas listeners out there, the reason why we refer to Lori Lightfoot as Lesbian Lightfoot is she campaigned on being a lesbian. That was her platform. So we feel obligated to honor her political wishes and acknowledge her sexual identity. Wow. What a mess in Chicago right now. And it's like that all over the country, every city controlled by Democrats. It's a hellhole. And, you know, here in Memphis, we've been controlled by Democrats for generations, and a beautiful city, incredible people, great culture, the food, unbelievable. But people are afraid to even drive on the interstate system because it's like a scene out of Mad Max. You know, Grace, I was driving, and I try to avoid the interstate as well, because literally you have the Dodge Chargers out there going 125, 130 miles an hour.
Yep.
On Interstate 240, and that's a regular thing.
Oh, yeah. And I'm with you. I avoid the interstate unless I just really have to use it. I probably drive on it like maybe once a week.
You honk your horn, they'll shoot at you. And, I mean, it's the sniper. We've had, last year, almost, 100 people that were shot by snipers on the interstate here in Memphis. And that's not a story. It did not make national news.
Nope. Should have.
But now people are starting to pay attention because in downtown in the tourist areas, Beale Street?
Beale Street's had several shootings lately, robberies. And that's not a shock to me. Local Memphians don't typically go down to Beale Street. Like you said, it's more of a tourist area. But, you know, the tourists from out of town are coming and they're going there, not knowing any better, I guess.
So you have blacks on the city council, and they're very upset because they don't want police to have the resources they need. And one of them in particular said, "We don't want Bubba from Tipton County," which was code for "We don't want white officers from outside of the city limits coming in to patrol the streets."
Which is ridiculous.
It's outrageous. I don't know a single person. Like, there was yesterday, 70-year-old guy minding his own business got bashed in the face with a machine gun, and they carjacked the poor fellow.
Gosh.
Do you think when he called 911, he said, "Could you please send an Asian American police officer?"
Nope.
No, just he was like, "Send help.
Please."
And it is what it is. And for a while, this is how woke our city is. They will tell you the make and model of the car that got carjacked, but they won't describe the suspects who stole the car.
Jeez Louise.
It was a white sedan that...
It's so frustrating. And like I told you the other day, I saw two people running out of TJ Maxx with stolen purses, and, you know, nobody does anything.
And why should they want to? Because they could get accused.
Yep.
And then the suspects' families will target them. And this happened all over America. This is happening. But it's just shocking to see it happen in your hometown. And to know, and you know, we are down here in Memphis, down 700 police officers from our full complement.
It's terrible.
And that's what gets me, Grace, is you've got Beale Street, which a great tourist destination, but you're right, the locals don't go down there. They have more police officers per capita on Beale Street than they do the entire city of Memphis.
Exactly.
So why are the tourists more important than the actual people who pay the taxes that keep the lights on around
here? I don't get it.
Nobody wants to talk about those kinds of things, but we do. We do.
We like to stir the pot.
Again, I mean, why can't Beale Street be like Bourbon Street? I mean, there's all sorts of, you know, chaos and craziness going on down there. Lots of fun, people having a good time. And they don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. And Beale Street is just a fraction of the French Quarter, what the French Quarter is.
Oh, yeah, it's not that big, really.
The other day, they had a shootout between two dudes, and the police were literally caught in the crossfire. And one guy got shot, and you know who the victims blamed? The popo.
Of course.
It's always the popo's fault. Always the popo. All right, got to get out of here, folks. Look, we got a great show lined up for you tomorrow. In the meantime, head over to ToddStearns.com. We have some fun, great stories for you to check out there, videos as well. Oh, you got to see this drag show at a high school. It's what people are talking about. It's trending on Twitter. We've got the story at ToddStearns.com. Be good, America.